Sneaky husbands. Two-timing wives. Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
If you ever ask us why we all took jobs in radio, I mean, clearly it wasn't for the money.
That's for sure.
Or for the radio groupies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not a lot of them. They're all old people, actually.
Not even for the chance to interview the lead singer of the punk rock band Fish Sticks with six X's at the end of that.
But make some cooler. Yeah.
If you are interested, you can catch that interview on my podcast, Going Deep with Jeff.
With Fish Sticks.
No, why see, so many X's? I don't think I want to listen.
I think the main reason why we all took these jobs is because we're in it for the gossip, and we get a lot of it in this segment called Busted.
Oh, yeah, we do.
People share stories about how they caught their exes cheating on them, and we've already got a few people on the line ready to tell us what happened to them. So let's kick it off and start to Megan. Megan, tell us how you busted your significant other.
It all started with my broken hot water tank that was like all over my basement.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, you know, at that point, I'm like, well, I can't shower and I need to shower. So it's like, I'm going to go over to my boyfriend at the time. I'm like, I'll go over to his place while he's in class. Like, I got a key. So I was like, I'll just go shower over there, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Seems innocent.
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's like, you know, I've showered there like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I'm showering, and while I'm there, I hear the front door open. So, you know, I'm like, oh, cool. He's home. Great. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the shower curtain opens. And it's another woman.
What?
Whoa, surprise!
So I'm screaming, and she's screaming, and we're both naked.
Oh, oh, you're naked. No, you're naked. Who are you? Who are you?
Who made the first move to fix the situation? What do we need?
I don't know.
It's resolve?
It's probably what your ex-boyfriend wanted all along, though, if we're being honest. Let's keep going. David.
Oh, yikes.
David, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my ex was a teacher, and so she always had fresh flowers around her house.
Oh,
nice.
She must have been a good teacher if kids are always bringing her flowers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's what she told me, was that they were, you know, from kids or from parents or whatever. So I didn't really think a lot of it. But one day I came over a little bit early before she got home because I was going to cook her dinner. And I heard her struggling at the front door trying to get in. So I went and opened the door, and there was my brother standing with a bouquet of fresh flowers in his hand.
What?
Oh no.
My God.
Was he a parent of a kid in your
Yeah, how old's your brother?
Bruce doesn't click yet for Brooke.
Even better, he said that he picked up a part-time job working for the flower company.
Oh.
And that he was here to deliver them.
Oh. Just a bad coincidence.
What are the chances?
At 10 right. p.m. at night. Weird.
But, you know, I kept pressing him about what flower company it was and, like, how long he'd worked for him because, like, you know, we talk kind of regularly.
Yeah.
And eventually the truth came out that he had been getting some extracurricular help.
God, with the family,
man.
Though.
Oh, man. Are you still brotherly with your brother?
Not as brotherly as I used to be. That's not the kind of sharing I expected us to be doing.
Yeah.
Every time he sees flowers, he's like, my brother was here.
Okay, we're going to keep going. Whitney, yikes. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I had a boyfriend. We were living together, and we were sleeping one night. We were in bed together, obviously.
Okay.
I wake up. He's not there, but I heard someone talking.
Okay.
All right.
Scary.
And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I'm obviously listening to what is going on. It's my boyfriend, and his voice is coming from the other room, and it's complete dirty talk, like filthy, trashy. And I was like, wait, what's going on? And what was weird was I was super confused because I could see his phone was charging on his side of the nightstand, like on his side of the bed.
Wait, he wasn't on his phone.
He wasn't on his phone.
Someone in the apartment?
Or does he dirty talk himself?
In the mirror? Sometimes I do that.
Yeah, ghost.
Yeah.
So I kind of knock around and like into the living room, and he's by the window. And he's startled to see me. He turns around and he's like, you know, he's kind of stuttering a little bit. He's like, I'm just getting some fresh air. And I pop my head out the window, and he was having dirty talk with the neighbor. who had also been leaning out her window.
Oh, wow.
I feel like
not
this is
traditional.
A very old school way to do it.
Very difficult.
Like 19th century FaceTime.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was like, if you're going to do it, like, sneak out and have this, you know, whatever. But, like, not that I was excited about that.
Oh, you gave him a suggestion on how to cheat better next time.
I know. I like how that you're critiquing him. You're not doing it right.
Yeah. I'm just surprised a third neighbor didn't pop out. Like, shut up out there. I'm trying to sleep.
I can't hear what they're saying to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I know it. I mean, I can laugh now, but, like, at the time, I was horrified.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. It was so weird.
But, like, yeah, look, clearly we broke up, so.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you for that, Whitney. Make sure to hit up our text board at 78592 if you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating.
Yeah.
And you could be on the next edition of Busted. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.